Hello, everybody. This is Door to Door Geek. A really quick partial episode, episode 458.5. Had a Google Plus posting pop up in my feed today. I want to thank Ivor Davies very much. He's a very active member of the Android App Addicts Google Plus community. He made sure I saw a posting, and once I saw the posting, read the posting, understood what was going on with the posting, I insisted it was the kind of thing we got to talk about, we got to share right away. Unlike, I'll say, a lot of other places, sources, I really do my best to not partake in clickbait, and I try to be very honest about the pros and cons of Android. This is one of those things that is a con about Android that we need to be proactive about is end users, especially advanced end users. We need to make sure our friends, colleagues, relatives are not using any of these softwares. I will make sure I have a list in the notes of this file with all the names of the applications in it. This is from The Next Web, and the article is called "Avoid These 10 Insecure VPN Apps on Android." Long story short, multi-organizations ran studies. They looked at over 283 VPN applications on Android. A huge percentage of them did things that they found multiple different levels of bad. Some of them just stupid bad. Some of them very disrespectful bad. Some of them very malicious bad. Everything from containing malware in their data that they send them around, to just being not private, sending everything in the clear, to also some of them turning your phone when you hit turn on the VPN into like a node in a mesh network, and then everyone's data is sent in the clear, so it's very possible for you to activate the VPN client and then look at your traffic over the phone and sniff all of the traffic and get other people's hyper-personal information transmitted to your phone and off your phone in complete clear text. We all know we keep our most personal and private information on our phones. Nothing else comes close. Our phones are our lives. Our phones have all of our information. They also used VirusTotal. Computer techs out there have heard of VirusTotal. They're an online website where you can submit zip files, PDF files, .exe files, and they will basically analyze them and look for malware, infections, ransomware, and tell you if it's a good file or a bad file. VirusTotal was one of the companies who took part in this study, and they found active malware being injected into the data stream. So hypothetically, you go to a friendly website, and they will replace the ad in the website with another ad and malware inside of it, some of these VPN applications. I'm not trying to do scare tactics on people. This is real, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the malware you're getting is typically not even going to be Android malware. It's going to be malware that they hope you forward to a Windows computer and it gets infected. But the privacy implications alone are utterly severe, okay? What you really have to know is a huge percentage of these are free VPNs. You got to understand, if you're not paying for something, you are the thing being sold. Okay. You are worth money. Your data is worth money. Your metadata is worth money. So if it's free, be skeptical of it. Okay. Here's the list of the apps. OKVPN, which is a premium product, was one of the bad ones. Easy VPN, a premium product. Super VPN, a free product. BetterNet, a free product. CrossVPN, a free product. ArchiveVPN, a free product. HatVPN, a free product. SFly Network Booster, a premium product. OneClickVPN, a free product. And Fast Secure Payment, a premium product. All of these are bad. You should seriously, whenever you see your friend's Android device and you just say the words VPN to them and they know what you're talking about, ask them to please look at their phone, look for these applications. If you see them, you seriously need to get your friends off these products. And if you have these products installed, get them off your devices now, not later. Okay. There are a couple recommendations for VPN usage that come out of this. They're coming from Lifehacker. They're pretty safe is what I'm going to say. I know for a fact, like the number one is private internet access. That is one of the ones that even Steve Gibson talks about as being a very good service to use if you value your privacy. And they give you multiple exit nodes all over the planet, like 8 of them. The other ones that they mention are SlickVPN, NordVPN, HideMan, and TunnelBear. Okay. Once again, all of these will be listed in the notes. I'll have the bad ones and the good ones listed in the notes. You need to make sure no one that you care about is using these products. And if they are, get them to use the other products. I highly encourage you, pay for it. If you do not pay for something, again, you are the product. Okay. I want to thank everyone very much. I want to thank everyone for their downloads. Thank everyone who supports us on Patreon. And with that, I will talk to everyone next week.
Hi, this is Matt from the MRP Tech Podcast. I would like to invite you all to take a listen to my show, the MRP Tech Podcast, on the Podnuts Network. The theme for my show is everyday tech for everyday people. We talk about Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android, Chrome OS, and anything else technology related. You can find us on iTunes, and you can find us by searching in any podcatcher. We hope you take a listen and let us know what you think.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.